This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
It is time for the Real or Fake News quiz. I'm Carl, and every week at this time, I give the people in the studio headlines, and they have to tell me whether they are real or fake.
Nice.
Mark Cox was our winner 2 weeks ago, but last week, Kim St. Ange won. So we had Van Halen 2 weeks ago, and last week
Baby
we had
Shark.
Baby
last
Shark.
Last week, yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
But she had some great music.
So did she
too.
Get
I
to
did.
Start since she won last
she did.
Time? Okay. All right.
And Drew is not here to benefit if he wins on Friday.
No, so. But he will get to pick the music. Be gentle.
You'll
got,
wake up.
Yes. I got stuff picked out already. So.
Oh, nice.
Expecting
all right.
a win here. So.
I like that confidence.
Kim St. Ange, since you are a returning champion. A man was arrested for making fake bands with AI and then made $10 million having bots stream them. Is that real or fake?
I'll say real.
I'm going to say real on that.
Mark Cox.
I'm going to say fake.
It is real.
Oh!
He got arrested for wire fraud was one of the things because he...
So how did he distribute it and make money off of it is my question, if it's not through a streaming service.
It was through a streaming service.
Somebody was paying for it.
Yes,
Spotify or something?
But they were fake accounts. He made bots that then listened to the songs, and so he was getting paid for them. But no one actually ever existed except this guy, and he just kept raking in the money. So
okay.
He's in jail now.
Interesting.
Drew Young. Even a $14,000 government handout cannot get South Korean singles to get married. Is that real or fake?
I'm just going to say fake.
Mark Cox.
I'll go with real.
Kim St. Ange.
I'll say real.
It is real.
They
give them like $340 to spend on dates because their population is going down.
Okay.
And 14.
Well, because they're restricting the number of kids they can have, right?
No, this is South Korea.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
And this is their currency, right?
Yes.
Or is this U.S. dollars?
Nah, this is their currency. They give about approximately $14,000 up front if they get married.
Wow.
You know things are bad when you're paying people and they still won't get married.
Yeah.
Guys, marriage is great. Go get married.
For $14,000?
Yeah, there you go. Drew might consider it now.
And
find some lady on the street.
Yeah,
you know?
And double it and give it to the next
and
person.
And housing subsidies.
Wow.
So, and they get you more if you get pregnant.
Do I get like a food stipend too?
I mean, let's all move to South Korea.
No, thank you.
No, absolutely not. Drew Young, you're up.
Went.
No, he wants me, right?
This is number...
Yeah, it's
yeah you're right.
This is Mark.
Sorry, Mark.
That's all right.
I was going
try to
this
cheat
way.
You.
Yep. Mark Cox, real or fake, an oil painting of an Uncrustable sandwich sold for $5,000. Real or fake?
An oil painting of an Uncrustable sandwich.
Sold for $5,000.
I'm going to go fake.
Kim St. Ange.
Fake.
Go fake on that.
And all of you are wrong.
Oh, man.
It's Neil Vernier. I don't know who he is, but he drew an oil painting of an Uncrustable sandwich. And someone bought it.
This is sad.
For $5,000.
For $5,000.
Oh, you
I'll draw you an
money.
Oil painting of an Uncrustable and sell it to you for $5,000.
Kim St. Ange. Real or fake? High demand for Zumba instructors. Has gyms booking high schoolers? Real or fake?
Real.
Drew Young.
It's that three reels in a row, so fake?
I'll go real.
It's fake.
Oh.
and that was my
catching up
thing. I used to go by that. Yeah. Everyone thought I had some weird trick. I'm like, no, I just do that old high school thing where I picked C too many times, so I'm like, well, I have to do a B now.
Yeah. So we're all tied, right?
How did that work on
the
ACT?
Yes, you are tied. You both have two.
Yes.
Mark has one. Who's up next? I believe it is Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Young. Real or fake, Ozempic is a modified synthetic version of a protein discovered in the venomous saliva of the Gila monster. Real or fake?
Yeah, it's real.
Mark Cox.
I'm gonna go fake on this one.
Kim Sainach.
I'll say fake.
Wait. Can I change my answer?
No, you can't
no,
change
you
your
can't,
answer.
Because you're right.
Oh! Okay.
You are right.
No, I think he should be able to change it. I think he wanted to go fake.
I'll follow Carl's rules. You know?
Whatever.
Well, you're the only one that says it's real.
Isn't that convenient,
it's
Drew?
It's real. What a coincidence. Mark Cox, real or fake, old school metal braces in your mouth are making a comeback. Real or fake?
I think they worked better, but I'll say real.
Kim Sainach.
I'll say real.
True. All right. Just so I'm on par with Kim, I'm going to say real.
It is real.
Oh, my gosh.
Dentists are finding out that more people want the metal braces. As Mark says, they work better faster.
They're uglier. I remember I had them. I mean, you can pick the color.
Me too.
I remember getting like the colored rubber bands and think, oh, this week I have blue.
Always hated the day after they went in and tightened them.
And the bands, though, you'd have in between them, those were so painful.
This will be the last one. This will be between Drew and Kim. Mark, you're way behind, but I'll let you answer anyway. Real or fake, there's no word for flossing in French.
Oh, is it me?
Mm-hmm.
It's to me. I'll go with real.
Kim Sainach.
I'll say real.
Real?
It is real. So therefore, the one who cannot benefit from being here will have to get up early.
Thank you.
To listen to whatever songs Drew Young picks out.
What are we in for, Drew?
Yeah, what kind of music do you like?
You've already picked them out.
Yeah, so I lied about that.
What kind of music do you like?
It was fake.
All kinds.
Please no heavy death metal.
Okay.
Be nice.
All right.
You and Ethan.
Lots of country. Mark loves country.
Well, I thought this was my pick.
I'm just making suggestions.
Trying to influence
that's
him.
Fired.
Mm-hmm. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to two of the members running for the Francis House School Board. Stay tuned.